Hey, everyone. It's an off-week thing we're trying out. We don't know whether we're going to keep it up, so don't get too attached.
And Dan, what is this? Is this the Flophouse?
This is the Flophouse. Sorry about that. Normally, you know, we come to you and we talk about a bad movie for about 90 to 2 hours and a half.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yep.
Yeah. But we're going to try a thing that's a lot shorter where we just, you know, do something different in these off weeks. And this time we're doing something we like to call Flophouse Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh.
And so, Elliot, you came to me with this question. What is the question?
The question was like, what's Goofy's deal? Like Goofy, the cartoon character? Because, one, we all know nobody knows exactly what kind of animal he is. Two,
I thought he was a dog.
He did start out as a dog. I think we'll address that, perhaps.
Okay.
And also, he has a son, so we know that he had sex with somebody, but who was that? Because she is out of the picture when Goof Troop starts.
Yeah.
And they never refer to her. So either, I mean, it's possible that Goofy is reproduced through, parthenogenesis, where he just, like, splits another little Goofy off of him, but
now,
I don't think
that's
the case.
Like a beholder. He, like, he dreams, he gets into a dream state and imagines another Goofy into being.
Now, I don't want to, like, you know, cut off this imaginative,
you're just going, just the facts.
I do believe that Goofy in Goof Troop is a widower. I think that's the case.
Yeah.
Because in Disney, it is more acceptable for a spouse to die than to have a divorce.
Oh, makes sense. Or for him to have adopted a child as a single man.
Yeah.
You know. Or for him to have just found a little bundle of joy on his in a basket on his doorstep, and they were like, oh, this is this weird kind of dog man thing, and we see you're kind of a weird dog man, so maybe you can teach him, like, I don't know, dog man stuff? That's what the note said.
So are you familiar with Dog Man? It's a children's comic book about a man, like a half man, half dog policeman hybrid.
Yes, I'm always confused by it because it makes me think of Dog Boy, the Charles Burns character, who is a 1950s teen who gets the heart of a dog in a backroom, back alley heart transplant and now does dog things.
Yeah, and he would have, there would be cartoons of that on liquid television.
Yeah,
live action, but they all had rubber hair like those creepy battery people.
And
now, Dan,
I got excited that they had made a comic book based on the friend of Logan Ninefingers, Dog Man, the current king of the Northmen. But apparently I was misled.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Now, Dan, you had some facts that you wanted to introduce about this Goofy character. Or I guess Goofy is a nickname, so it's probably short for like Goofum? Or am I wrong about that?
Yeah, we were talking a bit off air now.
Isn't it Goofus? Isn't that a normal name?
Goofum?
Yeah, Goofus.
Goofus, yeah.
In tandem with Gallant.
Okay.
For every Goofus, there's also a Gallant. It's every 5,000 years, and if you're the Emperor and you're the King of the Dark Side, you can pull the energy out of that Goofus and Gallant dyad. But again, it only happens every 5,000 years. Now, here's the exciting thing scientifically about Goofus and Gallant. They cannot occupy the same space at the same time, and if they touch each other, they'll explode.
Okay, well, I mean, the first part of that is true of any matter, that it cannot occupy the same space at the same time, so I just want to...
I mean, but that was my old pickup lines. I would say, hey, you ever occupy the same space at the same time? You want to try? It never worked. Dan, why didn't it work?
You're a gross creepo.
But getting back to Goofy.
When you were saying it, you kept pushing out your suspenders and your bow tie would spin around provocatively.
I like provocatively as a description of a bow tie spinning. Uh-huh. It's provocative.
Hey, J. Keith.
Hey, Helen. I hear you have a true-false quiz you want me to finish.
I do. Here we begin. We host a trivia game show podcast on the Max Fun Network called Go Fact Yourself.
True.
Correct. The show is all about celebrity guests answering trivia questions about things J. Keith enjoys.
False. We sometimes don't talk about baseball or cats.
Thank God. It's questions about things they enjoy. Next, we bring on surprise experts every episode.
True.
Correct. Final question. It's just the two of us sitting alone with these guests.
False.
Correct. We have a live audience at the Angel City Brewery. See? You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month. And if you don't listen, you can go fact yourself.
True.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
To speak to the dog issue that Stuart brought up. Now, originally, Goofy's name was Dippy Dog, and I was saying off air that so he changed his name at some point, but it seems like a lateral move. I understand not wanting to be called Dippy, but then you're called Goofy.
Well, especially at the entertainment industry at that time, an openly Jewish name like Dippy was just hard to carry and be a star.
Yeah,
you know, so that was just the prejudices of the time. Dog, of course. Just seemed redundant because people looked at him and they were like, yeah, I thought you were some kind of weird dog. And he was like, yeah, well, so you think I don't need that in my name? And he was talking to Cary Grant at the time. And Cary Grant was like, well, my name's not Cary Human. My name was Archibald Leach because I was a leech. And then a witch cast a spell on me that turned me into a human being. And I needed
a
new name.
It seems like a very benevolent witch because a leech is kind of an unpleasant creature. Whereas Cary Grant is one of the most charming stars in Hollywood history.
That's easy for you to say, Dan, because you're a human. But to a leech, Cary Grant is disgusting. Uh-huh. He doesn't suck blood. In fact, the only thing that he sucks is the air out of a room when he starts one of his interminable stories. And also, you know, leeches find each other attractive. I hate to break it to you, Dan, but, like, leeches are not attracted to the same things that you're attracted to. I know you love Cary Grant. Leeches, they're attracted to more of a, like, the opposite of Cary Grant? Like a Pauly Shore type figure? I don't know.
Oh, wow, okay.
Okay, well.
Which is strange because Pauly Shore is, again, a weasel. But a leech looking at a weasel would say there's a source of food. So you could see why they'd be attracted to it. But Dan, so Dippy Dog, he changed it to Goofy. Lateral move. I agree. You think Goofy... So Dippy, did it have some kind of connotation that people didn't like at the time?
It means dumb in the same way that Goofy does, I believe.
Kinda. I mean, I assume Goofy was just like he was silly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's presented as maybe not the smartest
member of
the
team. He does say Gorsh a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's best friends with Frank Gorshin, and that's what he calls him, which is his nickname for him.
He does also laugh like, which is not typically a thing that you associate with, you know, an academic, say.
So what would be a smart laugh, Dan? Like, it's laugh like you imagine a smart person would.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. Okay, fair point. That does sound very smart, yeah.
Now, Goofy, he started out kind of as just, you know, like a pal of, you know, Mickey and the gang. But then, you know, there was that period kind of later on where he seemed to get into the instructional video business. Do you remember these cartoons where it would be like...
The Goofy how-to videos.
Yeah, it'd be like, skiing, the sport of you know, the wealthy and what... I don't know. I can't remember. But like... How many of us want to ski? You know, that kind of like...
Yeah.
No, Dan, keep going. I want to hear more. Tell us more.
Tell me about skiing.
Yeah.
Now, to slow down is the easiest thing in the world. Just simply point your skis in and make a pizza shape. I don't know. God damn it.
I bail so quickly on these things, and I know I shouldn't.
It's like a reverse pyramid.
Yeah.
I like to add that to you, a triangle is just a pizza shape, when to me, pizza would be round.
Oh, that's
you know?
True. Pizza slice, let's say.
My guess is that Goofy saw that Dorf money going out the window was like, I got to get on this. Tim Conway's sucking up all this money for these Dorf videos. I can do instructional stuff. Stuart, what do you think about that? Dorf versus Goofy. Who would you trust more to teach you how to do things?
Well, Tim Conway is not animated.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that.
He's especially not animated now because I believe he's passed. But yes.
he isn't a tune. And, you know, ever since, I have my own issues with tunes.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to put him in some dip.
Yep, I want to put it in dip.
Now,
so that's where Dippy Dog got his name from, because Dip
I guess it's
Kills
true
tunes.
That Tim Conway as Dwarf was not that animated because he had to constantly just keep his knees on the shoes
he
in
was,
front of him.
His range of motion was pretty limited,
Now, Stuart, I don't want to burst your mind like a bubble, but Tim Conway was animated on an episode of the Scooby-Doo movies.
Who did he play?
He played Tim Conway, because that was the Scooby-Doo series where celebrities would be on as themselves.
Like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes, it posited a universe where Scooby-Doo, the Harlem Globetrotters, Batman, and the Three Stooges, and Cher all existed in one shared universe.
I mean, that's our universe, though, right?
Don't they all except exist? For the talking dog, and like, yeah, I guess you're, and Batman.
I mean, Batman exists in our universe, just not as a, you know, a real person.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Well, I mean, unless you consider a real person to be Michael Keaton, and I do.
Wow. So have we cracked this code yet?
I guess we have. I guess that's the mystery.
What's he do for work? Not to define somebody in such capitalist terms.
He seems to be just kind of a businessman, just kind of a nondescript business. He does business things.
Oh, okay.
Business stuff.
His son must be a middle-aged man by now. What does he do?
You don't want to know.
Wait, what's his son's name?
I don't remember, so I'm going to guess that his son was named Goofy Jr., or perhaps Lee Foog, which is Goof backwards.
Oh, okay.
Guys, are we now kind of like is this like a true crime podcast or like a journalism podcast?
Certainly, yeah.
We're trying to figure out what happened to Goofy's son.
We're trying to catch and kill Goofy, I guess.
Yeah, let's call that the end of this thing that we're trying out.
I mean, I think we answered all the questions that we asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let us know, I guess, whether you liked it or not.
If you'd like more off-week shenanigans from the Flophouse, give us a letter at Dan McCoy, Brooklyn, New York, 1123 Fake Street, Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York was your company. That's why I put it earlier also.
You don't need to tell me that, Elliot. I know DVD. What name my company.
Yeah, but let us know if you like this experiment or if you never want us to ever do this ever again.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.